Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're talking to former head coach of the New Orleans Saints, Jim Mora. Jim, the Saints are headed out west this weekend to take on the Rams, maybe get a little revenge for the NFC Championship game. Are both these teams just as good as they were the last time they met?
I think so, if not better, although it's early in the season, so... The last time they met was in a playoff game and NFC Championship game, and so they probably were further along in their development. But, I mean, as far as just talent and coaching and the whole thing, they're two of the – maybe the two – they're probably the two best teams in the NFC.
How do you see this breaking down for each team? I mean, what
– Oh, my God. that's a good question,
maybe,
you know.
You know, maybe not a full breakdown, but just, you know –
I think both these teams – I mean, they're both great football teams. Two of the best in the NFL, in my opinion. I mean, there's some good ones, no question about it. But I think they're really, really outstanding offensive teams, offensive coaches. Both the head coaches, you know, call the plays and do that. They both have two great quarterbacks, one young, one a little older, and talent, all sorts of talent. So I think there's going to be a lot of points scored. And that was the case the last time they played. Now they're good defensively too, but they're just so good offensively that they're going to put the ball in the end zone. So I think it's going to be a high scoring game like it was the last time they played, and a lot of offensive stuff going on the field. And their defense is going to be playing good, but just, you know, can't slow them down too much because they're so good on offense. That's what I see happening.
After the game, the Saints aren't coming home to New Orleans. They're going to stay out west because they have Seattle next week. Will that really help the Saints with that Week 3 game?
I think that's a good idea. You know, this is a short week for them, or will have been, having played on Monday night. And I know they're leaving tomorrow, right? Friday. They're leaving Friday to go out to L.A. And I think it's good that they're going up to Seattle. They got good situation there at the University of Washington, good facilities to work out in and all that. And I think rather than fly out there, fly back out there again, I think what they're doing is a smart thing to do.
Seahawks home is still a pretty tough place for visitors to play, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I mean, they've got their work cut out for them, both these games against two of the best teams in the NFC for sure, and both on the road. I think, and Seattle, I coached there for a few years. Those fans out there are crazy. They're much like the Saints fans in the Dome, but it's been a very, very difficult road game for any team in the NFL, and I think that'll be the case with the Saints coming in there.
All right, former New Orleans Saints head coach Jim Mora. Thank you, Jim. I appreciate it.
Okay, anytime.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.